From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police in London are urgently trying to establish who was behind a terror attack on the city's underground rail network that has injured at least 29. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The explosion happened during the capital's morning peak rush hour on a London Underground District Line train at Parsons Green in the west of the city. Police soon declared it a terrorist incident. Investigators are urgently going through security cameras and combing the scene for evidence to try to establish who was behind the attack and where they are now. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, released a statement saying, "We will never be intimidated or defeated by terrorism." Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
North Korea's launch of another missile over Japan triggered responses from both Japan and South Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said, "In this situation, having a dialogue with North Korea is impossible." The South Korean military responded by launching a Hyunmoo missile into the sea that traveled the same distance it would take to reach Sunan Airfield in Pyongyang. The United Nations Security Council will meet later on Friday, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said it is important to try and push through as many diplomatic actions as possible. Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski's entire cabinet has been forced to resign following a no-confidence vote on Friday by the opposition-led Congress. The pre-dawn vote followed a heated debate in which lawmakers insulted Kuczynski's prime minister and called for his education minister to resign due to her handling of a 60-day teacher's strike. It's the first time under Peru's 1993 constitution that a single chamber has been taken to this step. VOA News. UN and international agencies report the mass exodus of Rohingya refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar appears unstoppable. Lisa Schlein reports from United Nations European headquarters in Geneva.
Aid agencies are increasing assistance operations in response to the ever-worsening crisis. Chris Loam is the International Organization for Migration's senior communications officer. He says many of the people on the move are heading toward a large new government area being set aside for the refugees. But he adds about half of the 400,000 are living alongside the road, on wastelands, or on hills in horrible conditions. The UN Children's Fund reports youngsters account for 240,000 of the Rakhine refugees. To try to head off the spread of killer diseases, UNICEF and the World Health Organization are starting a vaccine campaign against measles and polio on Saturday. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte could be rethinking the scope of his deadly anti-drug campaign after three teenagers were killed and angered an otherwise supportive public. The cases threatened to erode support for Duterte's otherwise popular anti-drug campaign, which has come under fire for its use of extrajudicial killings. National University of Singapore's Eduardo Arrarao says there has been widespread anger about the teen killings.
I think the police would have to be more careful this time because of the backlash and because they know that if they cross the line in terms of police operations, the president will not necessarily back them up.
Some Filipinos are worried because the House of Representatives have allocated a symbolically low $20 in 2018 for the country's Commission on Human Rights, an agency that could question police practices. A suicide car bombing of a NATO convoy in southern Afghanistan has killed at least one Romanian soldier and injured two more. Mariamo Diallo has the story.
A government spokesman said the attack occurred close to the airbase in Kandahar. The suicide bomber rammed his explosive-packed car into the foreign military convoy, which was on a routine patrol in the area. A Taliban spokesman swiftly took credit for the blast, claiming it destroyed a military vehicle and killed seven foreign invaders. The insurgent group often makes casualty claims that later turned out to be untrue. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
Five Republican senators are urging Secretary of State Rex Tillerson to punish Cuba after U.S. diplomats stationed in the island nation were harassed and injured under mysterious circumstances. They wish for Tillerson to expel accredited Cuban diplomats from the U.S. and, if Cuba doesn't take swift action to ensure the safety of American personnel, shutter the U.S. Embassy in Havana. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.